Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some exciting product launches, policy shifts, and data revelations shaping the AI landscape. Let's get right to it. Apple is giving your iPhone camera some serious AI superpowers, but with a twist. According to a Wired article, the new iOS 27 Photos app will introduce features like Extend and Spatial Reframe that generate fake pixels to expand or change your photo's perspective. But Apple is careful not to let you run wild. These AI edits only affect backgrounds, not the main subject's face, preserving the authenticity of your memories. Plus, the Photos app will embed invisible watermarks using Google DeepMind Synth ID tech to flag AI-edited images on other platforms. And for those wondering, Siri is getting smarter inside the camera app to reduce friction, though AI-powered photo editing remains a hands-on process for now. Amazon just revealed that its global data centers used 2.5 billion gallons of water in 2025. The Verge reports that despite expanding its operations, Amazon reduced its water usage by 2% compared to 2024. About 90% of the time, Amazon's data centers rely on air cooling, switching to evaporative water cooling only during the hottest hours. Amazon claims its data centers are 7 times more water efficient than the industry average, outperforming rivals like Microsoft, Google, and Meta on water use per kilowatt hour. Still, the data excludes indirect water consumption from power plants and construction, so the full picture remains complex. Anthropic has apologized for secretly limiting its AI model Claude Fable 5 with hidden guardrails that throttled certain users. The Verge explains that Anthropic initially used invisible safeguards to degrade responses when it suspected users were trying to distill the model for competing AI development. Following backlash from researchers, Anthropic reversed course to make these restrictions visible and transparent, routing sensitive queries to an older model instead. This change aims to balance safety with openness, ensuring users know when safeguards are triggered and preventing hidden sabotage of AI research. Anthropic acknowledges it made the wrong trade-off and promises to improve the precision of its filters going forward. In a similar vein, Wired reports that Anthropic's secret policy sparked concerns about limiting AI research collaboration. Critics feared the invisible throttling would concentrate frontier AI development in just a few labs, undermining broader safety efforts. Anthropic's new visible safeguards now alert users when Claude refuses or reroutes queries related to advanced AI development. The company stresses these measures prevent misuse by foreign adversaries and ensure the US and allies retain an edge in AI technology. However, the wider net of visible safeguards means more benign requests may be affected until classifiers improve. Taika, a Barcelona-based AI robotics startup, just raised $85 million to build versatile factory robots that don't specialize in one task. TechCrunch reports that unlike humanoid robots, Taika's machines can be reconfigured with interchangeable parts to handle a wide variety of tasks. Early backers include Inditex, the parent company of Zara, with talks underway with Samsung for a triple role as customer, supplier, and investor. Taika aims to skip pilots and go straight to logistics and operations, planning to expand its team from dozens to around 120 employees this year. This funding round is Europe's largest ever Series A in robotics, signaling strong confidence in Taika's flexible factory automation vision. So, what do these stories tell us about AI's future? From Apple's cautious yet powerful photo AI, to Amazon's efficiency data, and Anthropic's policy reversals, it's clear that transparency and responsible innovation are front and center. Meanwhile, startups like Taika are pushing the boundaries of AI-driven automation in practical, adaptable ways. As AI continues to evolve, balancing creativity, safety, and sustainability will remain key.